always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. This is Roy live. live. A little bit less alive. But I'm dying to talk to all of you. You must forgive me. I've been in hospital for the last, well, I can't remember how long it was, but I've been away from this program for, I think, 60 weeks. And I've missed you. And I want to share with you, but I'm not the same person. I have a concoction, if I got it right. I can tell you how it happened. I was sitting next to the swimming pool. I wanted to get some sunshine on my back for a certain reason. And I sat in the chair, and the chair went backwards, and I smashed my head. And I've been in hospital for a long time. And I'm longing to speak to you. But I'm not as strong as I used to be, so forgive me, I can't help. I can't help you the way I'm used to. But you can give me a call and give me a start so I can grasp what your problem is as usual. That's all I want for you to do. Got a problem? I'm longing to help you. The number is 800-866-8883. Now, I have to tell you, I have a difficulty with words. That's not what I have been all my life. So I take the opportunity to see if I can do the program again and to talk to you about serious situations and make it simple so you can overcome whatever there is. Because if you really understood what I have gone through and appreciated more than anything in the world is the beauty of how simple it is to cure everybody on earth. And with that sound that I just made, I'd like you to go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and you'll hear Real Roy then, because Real Roy has been on video and every kind of system and helping people to understand the beautiful simplicity. I had a nurse here come to see me, and she was fat and difficult, but she was a sweet woman, and I just wanted to help her, but she came to help me, of course, but I could see how fat, excuse me, how difficult, what a beautiful lady it is inside, and broken. And I was able to say just one thing, and that one thing I'll share with you. I said, your problem, if you don't mind me telling you, can be overcome. Your problem is emotion. And she says, yes, that is. I said, emotion is going to kill you, if you don't mind me telling you, nurse. She didn't mind. I said, now that you understand and agree that emotion is killing you and causing you to eat, as I added that just a little bit, but not to her, but to the listeners of the program. All I got to do, all you have to do is recognize emotion as a killer. And you have to learn not to respond. She said, how she could do this? I said, you have to learn not to get angry with what anger has done. And we'll be right back in a few minutes. And calling me, if you wish, 800-866-8883. And go to the Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com, and get a 7-minute meditation that will cure basically almost everything.
Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello again. I'm back from the hospital. I already said all that. If you missed it, I'm sorry. I have lost lots of words, so you must excuse me. However, in the last segment before the gentleman just introduced me to you again, I said I had a nurse to come and take care of me, and she was fat. Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but she was a gracious lady, locked in what I just described, lots of body fat and emotion. I was able to get her to see that emotion is not normal. Now, of course, as a beginner myself here, hoping that I can help you to understand, I think everybody who has any common sense knows that emotion is a killer. So I began to speak to her this way. Now, let me put it this way. Let me just make a point here. Assume that you have a big bully. Assume you have a big bully. There's all plenty of big bullies. Big bullies are created from weak bullies. But I'll go into that later on. I've got to be very careful because I want to make sure you understand this. So let me start again. Whatever a bully is always the extension of a bigger bully. So he takes the identity of the person that upsets him. Now, here is something very simple, if you can grasp it. And I told it to the nurse. I said, you are emotional, and emotion will kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, emotions will kill you. And you can say to yourself, this is crazy, you have to have emotions. Emotions will kill you in the end. Because if you react, a bully can come along to a smaller, younger person. And if they have what I'm about to express, the bully doesn't stand a chance against you. there's something very, very important here. Very, very important. Because I want you to understand emotion is a killer. Now, how the human race obtained bullyism as a way of life is very clear. But it will always kill you in the end with terrible disease. Always. Never. It never is anything else. Emotion is a killer. Now here comes a bully. And here you are, not a bully. Innocent. Decent. Now, if I can get you to be innocent, decent, calm under stress, you will win your life back a little bit by a little bit. All through your life, less and less emotions. And how do you deal with emotions? Here it is. Listen carefully, and I just want you to realize I would love to talk to a person. Here's the number, 800-866-8883, just in case, because I don't know how long I can last on the radio for the first time, but I'm doing my best to make it important for one thing to be understood. If this one thing is understood, eventually you'll understand everything without any energy, without any worry. In other words, emotion is from the world. And the world disturbs you, makes you doubt yourself, doesn't it? You can remember your childhood and how you could see your parents who did not see that they're the extension of their parents and never have a life of their own, and unconsciously doing unto you what was done to them. I want you to listen. Emotion, it kills. It doesn't kill right away. It kills a bit, and more. And the more you get upset, the more you get upset. Now, how do you deal with this? Let me come back again. Here we are again. Here is a bully. And guess what the bully does? Hey, stupid. That's number one. If you don't respond, now, I don't want you to pretend to respond. You have to be aware of your emotion, and at that moment be aware that the person who's going to get you is going to get you through that emotion. And if you can be aware and being told so, yes, being told so is very important. Nobody ever said that to you before, and therefore you couldn't grasp it. Trust me, I have no emotions. What do I have? When I have no emotion, I have something coming through me from God. I'll stop there just for a minute. Just because that's what you need to respond to God, the Spirit within you, rather than the negative spirit of emotion from the outside world. Now let's start again. Here's the bully. Here you're smaller and not big and strong like this other person. Bullies are always cowards. Even if you're weakness, they want something in them that wants to test you to see if you get angry. So they call you stupid. And if you react to that, you've gone down one shot. And then he will push on you with his fist. And if you can react to that, you're finished. He'll beat you up. And you're going to give him the power to do so every time. And I can experience my life. I have never flinched when anybody tried to upset me. And what happened was, in every single case, everyone, I'm at 150 pounds, soaking wet. I've always been 160, 50 or 60 pounds when I went through the world. But one thing I discovered very early in life, is that it's a person who tries to upset you. If he cannot upset you, it upsets him and disturbs him. So the first time he calls you stupid, calm. Honestly, you can watch the emotion and watch your emotion turns it into something clean, something beautiful that you won't realize until the whole matter is finished with your person, the bully. The first part of it, you see, I'm going over and over with it and making a point. A point of which, if you don't do this well, if you don't understand what I'm saying, you will never, ever find paradise lost. The purpose of life is to find paradise lost. And what paradise lost is can be overcome by what I am beginning to say and saying it more, maybe not in this hour, but maybe tomorrow. It is essential that you recognize emotion as a monkey nature. A monkey nature has an emotion. The monkey is an emotion and reacts. And he runs and fights. Human beings can't run and fight. You have to learn how to overcome stress. There it is. I'm using a different language. You have to overcome the person that is intimidating you in the ways I just explained. Calling you a dirty word and just pushing you on your shoulder to see if you react. And if you do react, you belong to him or her. You belong to what she belongs to. You belong to what he belongs to. And that you're the extension of it, and you turn around, and the only thing you can do is to do it unto others what was done unto you, to your own children and your own family. Now, I've been on the air now 15 minutes. Did you get that? Can you grasp a simple idea? Is wait to the next time. It won't take long before you're going to get upset again, whether you hide it or not, whether you smother it over and pretend like you're not reacting. I say, close your eyes. Now, let me try it differently again. And also, I'm looking for callers, 800-866-8883. It will help me to begin my program again, but in all those different ways I know how. But today, tonight, if I can just finish me speaking about one thing only. Now, here is what you can do and how you can disconnect yourself from the world. Did you hear what I said? When you're emotional, when you are reacting with emotion, you are being swindled from the light within you, the potential light from God. I mean that. I mean it. Again, emotion. How do you deal with emotion? All right? Emotion is set in, how can I say this? I'm having a little bit of difficulty trying to make this point. It's so important. As long as you have emotion, and if you struggle, if you try not to be emotional, you'll become more emotional. It takes emotion to try to more emotion. It doesn't work. It builds up. Don't fight emotion with emotion. Pretty soon emotion becomes angry, and there's nobody there, and you're angry with this, and you're angry with that, and you're fighting with your emotions, and there's nobody there. But something is there. Darkness, anxiety, all kinds of sickness and diseases. The more you try to struggle, the worse you become. Do not struggle. Never struggle. How can I say? Everything bad happens for good. Not complete yet. Let me complete it. Everything bad happens for good. For the love of the Lord. See, everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. If you don't love the Lord, meaning give yourself to the light that is within you. Where is the light that's in you? Close your eyes. Close your eyes now. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. Close your eyes. What do you see? Do you see little pixels? Do you see that you're looking at the background of your eyes? Look at the background of your eyes. Look at, can you understand that? I'm not sure if I'm making the point clearly. When I close my eyes, I can see light shining on the eyes, on the background of the eyes. Can you see it? Close your eyes and look and see. You can see little pixels moving across your eyes. What's happening, if you do it right, is you are, how can I say it? You are seeing light shining on your eyelids. Don't be afraid the first time. If you close your eyes, you know when you rub your eyes, it has little flashes. That's what I'm looking for, but without rubbing it. Just be aware of your eyelids and look at what you see. And if you sit quietly, you'll see that. Let me say you won't see it. Let me say it this way. If you look at the eyelids and you see the light shining on the eyelids from the inside, what is happening is you're disconnecting your relationship with the world. It's that simple. If you can grasp it, it's simple. Don't force yourself. Don't get flustered. Just close your eyes and just see the inner of your eyelids. And if look, it's nighttime now. Anyway, it's nighttime from here when I'm doing my talking right now. Turn out the light. And then look at your eyelids again. You'll see that light is shining from within somewhere on the inside of your eyelids. Can you see it? It's like rubbing your eyes. But don't rub. Just see a light. And if you can see it, look, if you have a dream, a bad dream. Don't you see that there's no light from the outside causing you to have a bad dream? It's real. It seems real to you, and you wake up with a sweat. You see the story, and you see the injury of that. Now, again, let me share. Close your eyes. Look at your eyelids. Simple. Now, maybe you not do it right first, and maybe you don't grasp what I'm saying. I'm looking at my eyelids as I'm talking to you. And looking at it is shining a light. What is shining the light when you get... Look, not everybody's going to get it first. But a lot of people will get it first, quickly. It's like rubbing your eyelids, but you're not rubbing it. There's light coming through that disconnects you from the world. Did you hear that? If you can recognize it and allow yourself to look at thoughts, looking at thoughts, and pictures that come up with it, and instead of if those bad pictures of the past may come up, you can look at it and not react. That's the beginning. This, if you go to the website, fhu.com, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and get a free. Everything we have is free. Everything. No charge. Don't have to pay anything. Just go to fhu.com and fhu.com. You will be able to listen to a 7-minute meditation. And it will be complete. If you've missed something, go to fhu.com and listen to me for 7 minutes, that's all. And then, of course, there's one that's 20 minutes, but leave that one alone. Just go to this one. And I'm kind of doing it a little bit, but much more sophisticated, with a 7-minute meditation without all that knowledge I'm talking to you about. Can you realize that when you get upset, you take the identity of the person that upsets you? Do you get that? And if you don't get upset, it upsets the person that tries to upset you. And guess what? He cannot hit you. He cannot hurt you. Literally cannot. If you... Hold a second. This is essential that you understand the beginning of Paradise Lost. Light is energy. If you close your eyes and see light shining on your eyelids, that is light from within. I'm sure you never understood that. I'm sure you've seen that when you close your eyes, you can see pictures and they torment you. And so you may not want to do that. I say, do it. Close your eyes. Follow me if you can now. The one I have, the one I have on my Facebook, not my Facebook, FHU.com, FHU.com. It's 7 minutes, and it does it completely in 7 minutes. You only have to have 7 minutes, but I have to give you a reason why you should do this. The light that shines on your eyelids inside and cause you to see and dream is a light from within. Whether you have a bad dream or a good dream, the light that shows you what that is coming from within while you sleep or while you can see, in other words, what I'm doing for you, helping you to do, is just one thing. If you can look at your eyelids and hold fast to that, and if it disappears, you just start again. And if you fail again and you forget, start again. But most of you can see it right away. Most of you can. And the light that shines on the eyelid has the effect of keeping monkey business from the world, emotion from the world, from getting inside you. So when you deal with a person as a bully, if you stand still quietly without any smiling on your face, calm. Practice, because you've got lots of things happening when you go to school, when you go to your work. There's always somebody being rude all the time, all day long. And all day long you get upset. And all day long you're getting sicker. And then you have diseases. And whatever kinds of disease, you're beginning to get upset with it. You even become upset with the disease, and the disease gets worse. Stop in the beginning. Be still and know I am God. That's what it is. It's what he's saying. That's what being still means. Looking at your eyelids, counteracting the pressures of the world. That's what happens. If you sit quietly and be aware of the fingers of your first hand, there's a way of doing it. You need to go to FHU.com. I'm only just giving you an insight, but the whole thing, go to FHU.com. And when you're done with that, you may want to do the other one. All for no cost. Don't you understand? I want the whole world to understand what I'm trying to share with you. Look, I just came back from a hospital. I lost my words. I've lost lots of things in me. I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I can't express myself the way I used to be. But here I am. And it's coming back to me. Perhaps not as good as it was many years ago. But many years ago, I put it on video, not video, but what equivalent to video, just sound. And you will hear my voice then. And you will follow 7 minutes of this without me over-explaining myself. But over-explaining myself is very important, because you think I'm crazy. But I say to you, if you have some practice on this a little bit, you'll see that thoughts about your parents, you'll be able to let them go where you never could before. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I shall play back. It's judgment. And there's another one. I don't think I remember the other one. Oh, yes, forgiveness. God forgives. You can't forgive, and nor should you judge. So where are you? In the middle. In the middle is looking at your eyelids, looking at thoughts. Looking at thoughts with the light shining on it. As feeble as it might be, you will dissolve the emotional reaction and overcome the person who's a bully. Because if you allow yourself to be bullied, you will take the identity. Listen, you will take the identity of the person that upsets you. And you can't go through life like that. You cannot go through life that way. Please, trust me. Don't think this is stupid. I'm 90 years old. I have cruelty all around. It seems that the more noble you are, the more you become a subject of cruelty. But I don't know cruelty anymore. I know my sicknesses and diseases of all the problems I've had. I never get angry, never get upset, and recover every one of them. I think that I was made to have all those sicknesses that everybody had. I've been having sicknesses that will kill everybody. Well, all I needed to do is not be upset. Stay calm. If the pain hurts, don't get angry. Just be aware of the pain, but not be angry with it, and it will go away. It will disappear. Because what did I just say just a little while ago? Everything bad happens for good. So the bad can be turned into what God wants. Can you understand Jesus, the horror he went for? You're never going to have that kind of thing, I don't think. But even if you do, just take it for granted. It is what it is. And if you learn to not hate the hurter and hold your ground in emotion so that you feel the pain, the agonizing pain, but you don't resent it. It becomes the fuel for suffering and for changing the way that you've lived before. So instead of bad things happen, good things happen. And when bad things come along, you have the power to survive it. And how do you survive it? Become aware of the pain and not hate the pain. Just be aware of the pain and you'll see the power of that. Especially if you close your eyes and you have a memory of your family. You have a memory of something that happened. You had a car crash and you get home and you get angry. You can't sleep. And then you get angry because you can't sleep. It tangles. All emotion tangles you. But if you can hold, if you can, for example, with your crashing another person's car or them doing it to you, Let it go. What can you do to get Eric angry? It's all done. Your car is smashed. It's a nice new car. Smashed. Let it go. That is making a man and a woman out of you in a godly way. Do you understand that? Here I am. And hopefully you get a grasp on the things I've been trying to say to you. I've been through the, what would I call it? The system, the medical system. God knows how many sicknesses I've had. I think that all these sicknesses I had, one after the other, trying to tell me to tell you that whatever you suffer, graciously suffer it. Graciously don't hate the hurter. Just the only thing you can do, which is the only thing that is valuable, is when you see yourself getting upset, once you develop the skill of staying calm, the pain and suffering that you are going to experience, you will experience it in the name of God, meaning you recognize you because you are not cowardly. The pain that you are suffering has no hatred towards anybody. It's everything bad happens for good. Look at that one. Look at that those words. Everything bad happens for good. Didn't Jesus do this? I mean, how much misery can you more can you have from him? And he didn't flinch. He didn't hate the hurter. That's basically what it means. Not hate the hurter. The hurter wants you to hate. Get it. Do you understand how I became as strong as I am? I'm 90 years old. 90. And God knows what. I just came back from a concoction and hospital. And it was absolutely, the hospital was so bad. Concoction is not a disease. They treated me as if it was a disease, and horror. Or I have to suffer all that. But the suffering is, how can I say it? If you suffer, don't put anger in the suffering. Just be aware of it. That's all. And the suffering becomes, how can I say it? It's the extension of the light of God in contrast with the emotions coming in from the world. Let's put it this way. You have a brain. A monkey has a brain. And the monkey can just do what he wants. He's rough, he runs and fights. Human beings also experience suggestions, emotion. But every suggestion is, every dangerous thing is buried in emotion. Every illness and disease is buried in emotion. Every emotion you have brings you into different sicknesses and diseases. And then you get angry with the diseases. And you take your medicine, it doesn't work. It's only dealing with nothing. I didn't say that very well, I'm sorry. But this is a long radio program for me. Now, I just want you to understand that closing your eyes and looking at your eyelids, you'll find a way where, for example, you hate your parents, and you've been hating your parents and people who look like your parents. And stress is emotion. But stress is not when it's not an emotion, it's beautiful. It has beauty. Now you think to yourself, that's ridiculous. It isn't beauty. It is everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. You are going to suffer. When you're on the journey to suffering, when you stand up for yourself, let me get back to the person that's a bully and how it works and how much value this is. Here you come with a bully, and the bully is a coward. All bullies are cowards. They have to upset you. They have to say bad language to you. And if you can let it go through one ear and come out the other, what happens is the bully gets upset because he can't upset you. Hold the line. I'll be right back. Here we are again. Well, I'm going to have enough 15 minutes. And in order for you to be able to overcome the overcomer, you'll have to go through life and overcome the overcomer, whatever it is. You lose a leg, whatever it is. You go on your bicycle and you get hurt. It doesn't matter. Let me just see if I can give you an example. Let's say you are doing something and you burn your fingers. Ow! Ow. And you get upset. This is what you do, don't you? I want you to try this experiment then and see what I mean. It's something simple. Wait for it to burn your finger by mistake. Oh. And if there's anger in it, it lasts a long time and your fingers will swell. Correct? Now, I don't know how to do this, but I have to find some way of saying it. If you just will follow me now, wait for that opportunity. But it's not just with fire burning a finger. There's other things that hurt you and burn on you so equivalently. So it could happen in different ways. I'm only making it with fire to burn your fingers just to make the point, because it's the cleanest one. just to say. And or you have to adapt it to other situations. And the outcome is most noble and good. So let me finish it. You burn your finger, ow. But you don't get upset. And it stings for a little while, and before you know it, you forget it. I said, this is what happens. You get upset, and you get a pain. And if you're not upset, it will feel like you're going to sleep and forgot what just happened. And what happens is different from when you get upset and allow yourself to be upset. Whereas you don't allow yourself to be upset, and the burn is not as strong as it would be if you allowed yourself to get angry. Angry bomb. Say again. It will feel like you, after a few minutes, you will feel like you just lost your memory for a minute. And so when you come back to the finger, it doesn't burn so much. And before you know it, within a day, it's gone. But if you get upset, it's a week or 2 weeks. I'm trying to make a point. Try it. But I hope you don't want me to want you to believe me that I want you to burn yourself. It was only making the point. It's the most beautiful point, because I don't want you to burn your fingers. But the accident makes a big difference. The accident of suffering is right there, same way. You have a car crash and your new car is broken to pieces. What does it help you to get angry with anybody? This is what you do. And you get sicker and worse and more miserable. You keep angry, keeping angry this and angry that. Sooner or later, you have all kinds of diseases. It's the origin of diseases. It's also the origin of, how can I say it? Paradise lost. Understand, emotion comes from the outside and bombards the brain. And the brain cannot withstand the bombarding. It cannot. And you pick up the identity of people and lose power, lose control of your life. Hundreds of tons of times brings sickness and every disease under the sun. And you fight your emotions. You fight your emotions. The emotions become the emotions become the thing that is going to kill you. With nothing behind it. You're just swelling yourself up with emotions. And the more you try to overcome what the problem is, the worse you become. Now let me say it again. I'm looking at the clock. Look when you have problems. When a person comes to you and starts to hurt you and say bad language, be aware. And the awareness to be not aware is ever present. And then he pushes you, and you still don't get upset. This doesn't cost anymore. And immediately, no matter how small you are, the person will suddenly walk away and leave you alone. And the reason is this: when you don't get upset, you upset the upsetter, because he needs to upset you to get to you. He doesn't understand what I just said, but it's true. He needs you to be upset, because as long as you're upset, you belong to him, and he can do what the hell he wants with you. Whether you're small or weak, strong or weak, you become strength if you just understand the beginning of the world as to overcoming the world, overcoming just about everything which is essential for Paradise Lost. The 7-minute meditation. Go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, FHU.com. Download the first one, the 7-minute meditation. Please do that. It costs you nothing. And you'll be able to look. How can I say this? One more time to say it. The bullies, your strength of staying calm. That doesn't mean to say you can't whack them one if it's necessary. And we'll come to that some other time. But the magic is the shock of emotion of a bully. And the bully wants you to give in and to get upset. That will give him the reason to hurt you. But what will stop anything is be aware. When you go to work today and tomorrow, go to work with the sense of waiting to see somebody be rude. And the minute they start to be rude, here it is, ready for you. 20, 30 times a day. And the more you do it, the more noble you become. Thank you for listening. I do hope you understand the essential necessity to stay calm under difficult conditions. It makes you a man and a woman. God bless you. I'm Roy Masters. Oh, one more minute to cross. Okay. FHU.com. First thing, everything's free. You don't need any money unless you want to give it, because it really works to help other people. But other than that, enjoy it. Work with a 7-minute meditation. FHU.com. Share it with other people in the world around you and the world beyond you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a good night.